Hello, Lagos. You are welcome to Uzoya's Corner. I am your host, Barrister Josephine. How are you, my people? It's been a while. So many things have been happening in our country, particularly the trending news on this very talented young man called Lere Oluwa, alias Mohbad. It's very, very sad for somebody so young to have his life cut off in such a dramatic manner. And the incident, I particularly became interested in his issue when I saw a video of somebody showing him lying down lifeless in a vehicle, and the person was crying that Mohbad is dead, Mohbad is dead. And I was like, what is the meaning of this? Why are they showing a supposed corpse in a vehicle and somebody is weeping and so sad? The next thing I knew was that the guy was being buried in a very desecrated in a field without a marking. He was surrounded by a lot of people I would describe as, you know, people that are not of much character. You know, you don't see somebody that was a celebrity that had a lot of hits. Didn't see much celebrity around him when he was buried. And then his burial was so controversial, with the casket being too small for him, with so many speculations about how he died. And then the interviews his father and his in-laws were giving on social media, it created a lot of things. And it gave me so much sleepless nights, made me so worried. Because looking at that young man, it could be my child. What actually happened to this young man? What actually happened? Then we had fillers coming up about how he was being bullied. People were now sending out videos upon videos of him being bullied by different levels of people. Names like Naira Marley, Sam Larry were being dropped out there on the social media as people behind Malian Records, as people behind his bullying. Amen. This guy was said to have lived in fear all his life because of he was repeatedly being bullied. Even there was a video clip of him being bullied and doing a video shoot, when somebody walked towards him with a cane and was beating him. It was so pathetic. To top it up, this young man was alleged to have written petitions to the Nigerian police about the incidents of bullying, threat to life, and other things he was experiencing. I don't know what the police did about that. I'm not going to indict the police here. I just wonder how that petition went about. If there was a follow-up, was there an investigation? Did he write a statement? Were people invited to write their statements? We don't know. But suffice it to say that many people dropped the ball on this issue, particularly with the issue of bullying and cultism. There are laws in Nigeria, several laws against assault, against cultism and everything, several legislations. And I do know the police, the courts, the government, they do act when these incidents are brought before them. But when, particularly in the case of this boy, led to the loss of his life, he haven't been said that he had high blood pressure at his young age, probably because of the endless bullying he endured. There needs to be, to me, I would say, there needs to be an inquiry, an inquest into how he died. Not only just a, what's it called? Like, pathology reports or on his dead body, but there needs to be an inquest on what led to his death. And result of this inquest should actually, if there are evidence, bring a report that will help in indicting people that are contributed to his death. And there need to be stronger legislation on bullying in Nigeria. I was a victim of bullying. I was bullied in my secondary school. The bullying I experienced because I was very light-skinned, you know. It made me to be antisocial, to make me to just be on my own, even not to this day, as a result of that bullying. Bullying has a lot of effect on somebody's mental health. And there needs to be stronger legislation against bullying in our country. I pray that the soul of Mohbad rests in peace, and God grant the fortitude to the families, the mother, the father, the wife, the son, to bear this irreparable loss, and that more stronger, and the hands of the law should not leave those people who one way or the other contributed in the death of this young man. Until I come again, I remain your host, Barrister Josephine, and I say bye.